Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph in the days discussing the sugya of Balchov and Mafeu Golbe and Mekano Lahavo Golbe, and from that we went on to discuss Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha of Balchov Kone Maskin. Balchov Kone Maskin is a principle that Rabbi Yitzchak learns out from a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, L'chati Yetzidaka, referring to a situation of Hashavas Ha'avot, when a malve seizes property from the lover that owes him money. The Torah dictates that if that's something that is needed for the use of that person, be it a ksus laila balaila, so that's the case the Torah is referring to there, that you should be meshiv the avot for his use, and then you can get it back during the day. The pasuk says, l'chal tiyat shtaka, that when you do that, it's considered an act of benevolence, of charity, and the drasha is brought out from the pasuk that shows us that the person, the malva who took the mashkin, is seen in some way as a quasi-owner. There's a kinyan in this mashkin, and that's why the Torah can call it a tzedakah. We saw in the Gemara, machlokes tanoim, when we would extend this halacha to, the Torah is referring to a Jew with a Jew. So the lova was a Jew, and the malva is a Jew, and that's where there's a kinyan mashkin if you accept Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Again, the application of Kinyan Mashkin is also an Indian that we're going to get to as far as what liabilities this Kinyan would lead to. Rashi says, Chiyav Onsin. Tosis is going to argue and say only Chiyav of Gnei Baveda Vashom Esachar. We'll have to get to that eventually. But the question that comes up in the Gemara that we've seen so far is, when we also would we also apply it, for example, to a non-Jew who's a Lova, and he supplied a Mashkin to the Malva Yisrael, would we also say that the Kal Vachomer, says Rav Meir, that the Kone Mashkin would apply there as well? That's Meir Shita. The Tana Kama disagrees. L'chat Yetzdaka discusses Jew to Jew, and therefore there's no Kinyan Mashkin when it comes to a Nachri who's a Lover. When we have the other case, so the Malva is a Nachri, then Kuli Yamamodin, that there's no Kinyan Mashkin, and it's going to be, the Mashkin is going to be considered that of the Lover, in this case, a Lover Yisrael. Nafgamina that we've been seeing is regarding chametz. If the mashkin that was supplied by the lover was chametz, the question is, whose chametz is it over Pesach, to the extent that we have to know whether it's chametz of the lover Pesach? So that's what we had in the Braisa on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, that in the case of Yisrael Malve and the lover Nachri, it's a machlokes according to the Tanakama, since the Tanakama holds that there's no Kenyan mashkin. Therefore, we view the chametz as belonging to the lo of the hanachri, therefore ain't over. Rav Meir, who argues that there is a kinyan mashkin by a Yisrael who has a nachri's mashkin, so therefore he would say that he's over because it's considered chametz shel Yisrael. The seifa of the braisa is the other way around, and therefore kuyama modim, if the nachri was the malveh, then kuyama would say over. Why? Because it's considered chametz shel Yisrael, there's no kinyan mashkin. Meanwhile, we see something interesting, that this Kinyan Mashkin, whatever it is exactly, is going to impact, at least for now, we see the halacha of Bayira Bayimatze in terms of who is the owner of the chametz is going to be dependent on whether there is a Kinyan Mashkin. If there'll be a Kinyan Mashkin, for example, if you hold Yisrael Benachri, there's a Kinyan Mashkin, Beshita of Rav Meir, then it's considered to be enough to violate Bayira Bayimatze to make it also bad enough to Pesach. On the other hand, what are we to think? They both agree not that way, but were we to assume that Nachri has a Kinyan Mashkin in Yisrael, then it would also mean that the Yisrael didn't get Bayira because the Kinyan Mashkin is enough to say that it's Chametz Shel Nachri. That's what you see in our sugya. Now, there are other Gemaras and other applications in Halacha of this Inyan of Kinyan Mashkin. We mentioned one yesterday with regard to the Ramban and Kiddushin. That's one Gemara. The Gemara says, if Mekadesh and Isha, with mashkin d'acherim, that means to say you are a malveh, you have a mashkin of a given loveh, you give it to a woman for kiddushin, for kesef of kiddushin, so that would be, according to Yitzchak, enough to create kiddushin. So that's one gemara. There are other gemaras that we're going to eventually see as well. One has to do with the inyan of shmita, that we know shmita cancels debts, but a malveh ala mashkin would be excluded from that quote unquote cancellation, the din of Shemitah's Ksafin. It's based on a drasha. Asher yilcha es achicha tashmet yadecha. When do we say tashmet yadecha? Asher yilcha es achicha. If you have it by achicha, but not that it's by you and you have a kinyan in it. So therefore, malvel mashkin, contra of Yitzchak's principle, that would be a reason not to have this chol canceled with Shemitah. That's one Gemara in Gittin that we'll see. And then we have the Gemara in Bamitzia, which is very important because this is going to segue into our Tosfos. That Gemara is a whole Gemara. I don't know if we want to go through it right now, every line, but we're going to see at least one important line that Tosfos is going to quote. That's going to get us, obviously, to this very important Tosfos that's going to create the two tiers, you could say, within Kinyan Mashkin. So let's take a look right away. Let's get to the extent that we will look at the Gemara Metzashem, but just at least to get to the Tosfos on the page. I don't know how many of you got a chance to look at the whole Gemara, the context of the Gemara. Okay. So, Tosfos as follows. Tosfos b'dibra mashkel b'dibra yitzchak mitzligin. So this is, of course, what the Gemara said, pshat, in the machokis, in the reish of the Braisa, when you have, again, a malve Yisrael, and a nachri halove, and whether we say kinyan mashkel in that case. Tema. Now, what's the case of our Braisa? What are the words of the Braisa? Yisrael shehovel enachri al chemtso. That's the lesson of the Braisa. That's the case as stated in the Braisa. Yisrael shehovel enachri al chemtso. And on that, the Gemara says, it's a totally in the machokes within Rav Yitzchak, how far you go with Rav Yitzchak. Whether you make a kavach chomer to this case, or do we limit it to the case of Yisrael v'Yisrael? Tema, Tosu says, this kasha, by the way, is, again, we're going to see Tosu's here, and the language here as you know, fully, maybe more fully explained in other places in Tosfos. Tema harab yitzchak lo ka'amar b'kani mashkin, ela shelo b'shat hava'a, kidem muchach b'ha'umnin. Back Tosfos, Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, Rabbi Yitzchak only said what he said, that if you didn't call him mashkin, if it's a mashkin, shelo b'shat hava'a. Like we see in the sugya, b'bitzir peveitz. The Hacha Yisrael Shehuva Lenachri Al Chemtso Tnan. Here we have in the Mishnah, the Lashon is Yisrael Shehuva Lenachri Al Chemtso. Tosu says Tnan, L'chor, he's referring to the Brice, right? And no, he says Tnan. I mean, it's really both. I mean, except that the Mishnah doesn't end up playing out with Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnah is about Nachshmei Achshav. So I'm not really sure if anyone's Magia or not. I don't know. Tosu says Tanan, but Lamaisa, it's the Braisa is parallel to the Lashon. The Mishnah, the Diuk is the same Diuk, right? So the Lashon is Hilva Yisrael Shehilva Lenachri Al Chemtso, which is Mashma B'Shas Hilva, right? Kidem Mashma B'Ho Umnin. Tosu again sends us to that Gemara. Diktani Hilvahu Al HaMashkin. Shomer Sachar. Tosfos gives us paraphrases a little bit from that long Gemara that we have a Mishnah that says Hovo al Hamashkin. If he lends him al Hamashkin, Shomer Sachar. So the one who takes the Mashkin, the Malveh, has the status of a Shomer Sachar. His liability is identical to Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is chayev what? And what? What? No. What is the nature of his chayev? And what inyanim? What currencies? Geneva. Neva Veda, not Onsen, Neva Veda. But the other Braisa, Vasanya Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara is concerned because we have a Braisa that says his status is Shomer Chinam, meaning he's only Chayev for what? For Pshia. And anything, as long as he wakes the requisite Shavuos, that it wasn't a Pshia, and whatever other Shavuos the Shomer Chinam has to make, he's not Chayev for Neva Veda. If it's Neva Veda, he would be Pater. Umishan, the Gemara says, here's how we can reconcile that. Ha, Gittosus is very much paraphrasing. This is not exactly, that's, you have to see the Gemara more particularly, but Mishani, ha de mishkino b'shas halva aso, v'ha de shalo b'shas halva aso. The Gemara says that there's a difference between when the mashkin was given. The mashkin is given b'shas halva versus shalo b'shas halva. Shalo b'shas halva means at the due date. So the lover has still not paid, and that's where you can impose, now you can up the ante, so to speak, and you can now have the right, again, through the process of Beis Din, Shliach Beis Din, to seize this as collateral. Now, can the lover still pay subsequent to the seizing of the Mashkin Shel B'Shas Halva? Absolutely. In a sense, he'll be pulled to the Mashkin back. But there's obviously a different state in this relationship when I'm asking to see Siro B'Shas Salva. So what the Gemara is saying is that the difference is Mishkana B'Shas Salva versus Siro B'Shas Salva. To which the Gemara says that's not a good answer. Why Parich? Because V'Ha'idi V'Idi Ala Maskin Katan. Right, both the Lashon of the two sources that we quoted, whether it's a Shemachin or Shemachar, the Lashon is Ala Mashkin. And therefore, Ala Mashkin is Mashmawat B'Shas Halva. Lamaisa, Tosus didn't quote, maybe the line that would have been even more, but Tosus did quote was the issue of the Lashon. That's true. But Tosus didn't quote literally the Gemara. But he mamish quoted it without quoting that line. Harab Yitzchak go kamar el shelo b'shas halva. There's really two parts to this question, of Tosfos, right? Part one is Rab Yitzchak's din was only said a mashkin shelo b'shas halva. And part two, that the case that we're discussing has to be mashkin b'shas halva. And that's what he quoted more by Rikas in the Gemara. Right? So that's to notice. In other words, if you look at the Gemara, without going too closely, just to see the first part that Tosfos didn't quote, but it's, again, it's in that Gemara as well, part of the Shaka B'Tarya. So it's on Pei Aleph from the Beis, onto Pei Beis and Med Aleph. But it really starts from a Mishnah adapted earlier, which I don't think you have, but I just mention it. So the Mishnah is on Pei Aleph Beis, which has a lot of different cases that a person would be a particular status of a shomer. And in the middle, Hilbo ala maskin, shomer sacha. And Rabbi Yehuda has a sheet of the differentiate between Hilbo mos versus Hilbo peris. But that's what starts, Hilbo ala maskin, shomer sacha. So the Gemara begins its long shaka v'tarya on Pei Aleph and Beis, which you will see. Again, I'm not going to read every word, but just to give you the flow a little bit. So the Gemara says, wait a second. We have a Shitas Rabbi Lezer who says that Amavo Mashkin Abad HaMashkin Yishav Yitoma Osav. The Mashkin gets lost. The Malva who had the Mashkin just swears and gets paid. In other words, there's no responsibility more than a Shamachina. The Akiva says, no. The Taina can be. It got lost. It's a Veda, right? A Shamachar is Chayiv. It's Rabbi for a Veda. So the Chol gets paid, so to speak. If the Mashkin gets lost, while it's by the Malve, so the Lover doesn't owe anything. In other words, the Bikiva says, the loss is on you, I'm Pati. But the Gemara says, it comes out, this Mishnah sounds like it's the low Kerevelez. That's what starts the Gemara off. Now, just to notice a little bit, because it's going to help us when we think about these issues. So Rashi, Tosus has a whole different chapter, let's just look at Rashi. Rashi says the following. What's the pshat in Rabbi Lezer? See, Rabbi Lezer says, Yishav Ashelo Pasha. This you can see right in front of you, right? Yishav Ashelo Pasha, Disham Machinam Hu'olah. What's pshat in Rabbi Lezer? Rashi says, because why would a person take a mashkin? Shom Asachar, you have to find some justification, some benefit that he's getting that could be viewed as because of that, he's a Shom Asachar. Shom Asachar is getting paid for his shmira. So there's some vested interest that you can view as quote unquote the schar that underlies this transaction of being a shomer sacha. Rabbi Lezer is nothing of the sort. So what Rashi explains is as follows: the ein adam nota maskono leguvaina elolios batuach b'maosav shelo yuchal lichpar. When a person takes a mashkin, this is more the most basic level of a mashkin. The person takes a mashkin to have some security that he'll get paid. It's leverage, you could say, that he can't deny it. Because, I have your masket. So how'd I get it? Obviously, there was a loan. And therefore, if it gets lost, I can still collect from some other source. Yeah, I have a way of reminding you, look, you obviously borrowed money. I have your masket. Then the Baisa continues and says that all of this would be by a mil be'al peh. But let's say there was a star. And it was a maskin, then everyone would agree, Abdul Hamaskin, Abdul Maskin, Abdul Ma'osa. In other words, that in this case, the maskin, the Shomer Hamaskin, the Malve becomes what? A? Ever with me? What would it be then? Of the Ma'osav. So what is he there? Shemasacha. So Rashi, consistent with what he just said, again, it's going with Rashi for now. There, the Hamashkin Vadel Gavana Shakal. Here, you have another way to think about the Mashkin. Because you had the Shtaret. So the Shtaret is the greatest proof that he went, that I lent him. So what does the Mashkin now become in the context of a Milva B'Shtar? More than just a, what Rashi calls a Zichron Dvarim, right? Rashi quoted before, we'll see again, Shalif Batuach Shalo Yucha Lichbar, Havadu Gubayna Shaka, Ligvos Himena, the Stam Shar Yeshbu Shibut Karkos, the Yeshlo Mehechen Ligvos. You have your security in the form of the Shibut Karka. So you have a Milva B'Shtar that automatically comes together with a what? With Achvayis, you collect from Karka. So what's the role of the Mashkin? So there is the idea of a mashkin being with zichron dvarim, and then you can't make it anything more than just Hashem l'chinam. And you have what would rise, in this case, Rabbi Lezer, also to a something more called guvayna. So the Gemara wondered if the Mishnah says, Havala mashkin shomesachar, that's the woke Rabbi Lezer. Why didn't the Gemara say the Mishnah is talking about a star? Good, these are kashas, you can ask him shat. But the Gemara, because it is kasha, says, afilu tem Rav Elezer, and this is what Tosis quoted the Kitzur, in the context of what Tosis was quoting. Afilu tem Rav Elezer, below kasha, kan shemishkino b'shas halva aso, kan shemishkino shelo b'shas halva aso. Okay, so what is Gemara answer? What's the difference? In the case of the Mishnah that calls the Malveh who has a Mashkin Esham B'Sachar, that's a Mashkin that was taken when? When was it taken to? Khan, what's the Khan? What's the first Khan? What's the second Khan? What's the first Khan? Khan in the Mishnah, that's, or Mishkin B'Shas Halva Aso, that's in Rav Elezer. That's when you were a Shomachina. But the Mishnah could be consistent because that's Shelo B'Shas Halva, then you're Shemesach. So now these two levels of whether the Mashkin is seen as the Guvayna versus just as Rashi would call Zichron Dvarim Shelo Yichbar. So Rashi says there's another way you can break it down. A Mashkin B'Shas Halva, that's where Rav Elezer could still hold his Shita, that you're a Shomachina. But if it's Shelo B'Shas Halva, that's when it rises to Shemesach. Rashi says, let's take a look at Rashi. Khan she mishkino b'shas halva aso, kama Rav Elezer shamachina. That's the b'ris of Rav Elezer. Umas nisin, the Mishnah that calls him a shamasacha, kishe mishkino shelo b'shas halva aso. Meaning, ela la'achaz man, kishe tavo ma'osa b'beizdin, it's time to pay, he makes his claim in b'beizdin, b'lo shilein, u'mishkino alpi b'beizdin. Now your mashkin is taken alpi b'beizdin, authorized. When you have Beis Din sending their proxy, the Shliach Beis Din to the house of the Lovet to seize the Mashkin at the due date, that's Guvayna. If it's Guvayna, it'll be a Shomisach. So you understand what's interesting is that Tosis is not uncommon for Tosis to do this. Tosis doesn't give you, you know, the line by line the Gemara. When you're reading the Tosis, because now let's read one more line of Gemara, then we'll see where we'll come back to the Tosis. In fact, the Gemara, that's not a good answer. That's what we need. That what we just read in the Gemara is what we read two lines in Tosis. That's not a good answer. We must reject that answer. You can't reconcile the Mishnah with Rav Elezer and make the Mishnah talk about a case of Mashkin Shelo B'Shas Halva versus Rav Elezer, who's a Mashkin B'Shas Halva, because both cases start with what Lashin Hobo Ala Mashkin. But Ala Mashkin means when was the Mashkin handed over? B'Shas Halva. So what we just read in the Gemara is what Tosus says in setting up his kasha. When Tosus says that, again, part one of Tosus we'll still get to in the Gemara, but Rav Yitzchak, Tosus is going to say, is talking Shelo B'Shas Halva. And here, V'hacha Yisrael Shehova L'nachri Alchem, so Tanan, again, Tanan, I don't know, Tanan, Tanya, the Mashin B'Shas Halva, Kid, the Mashin B'Shas Halva, Diktani, Halva L'Mashin Shomer Sacha. That's the Mishnah. V'hasanya shamachinam. It's not what the word says. V'hasanya shamachinam. The word says, "Leim amasnisin de lo ke Nevertheless, okay, but that's what Tosfos does. It's not uncommon to find. Tosfos doesn't go through the, you understand, it was like all in his, in his consciousness. He just kind of, he wrote it, whoever wrote it, like it's more, it's paraphrasing the Gemara, just to understand in terms of Derech HaLimud, you understand, read Tosfos, it's not, Tosfos doesn't always go verbatim. It usually doesn't make that much of a difference. But occasionally it does. Occasionally, if you track Tosfos and go to Gemara, saying, Tosfos, you pulled a fast one on us, so to speak. Like that's not really what necessarily the Gemara is doing. You assumed a certain shot because of the way you presented it. Occasionally, that's what you'll find. So just always good to check things out. Tosfos quotes the Gemara a certain way. Okay, usually it's going to be more or less the same thing. Umishani had the Mishnah Shlishasava also had Hashlom Shlishasava uparech vayidiv idya hamashkin tani. So that's the part of Tosfos that's building the case that our situation is a mashkin shel rabbi shasava. Now, what was the first part of Tosfos? Rabbi Yitzchak go kamar the kani mashkin el shel rabbi shasava. So for this, we have to go a little bit further on that pay base. So now we'll skip a little bit, and we're going to have other suggestions to work out the, how to accommodate. But at the end of the day, the Gemara is going to say el machvarta. If you can see, just go down about 10 lines from pay base amid aleph. The Gemara ends up surrendering to the point. Okay, so in other words, the Mishnah that says Shomasachar is the Lok Revelezer says Shemokin. Okay, so that's that part. Then the Gemara brings in something else, which is what is this Machokis going to be about, revolving around? This Machokis about Revelezer, whether he's a Machinam or Shomasachar. So Mara suggests possibly it has to do with a memra of Shmuel. Now, what does Shmuel say? Shmuel has the following question. If the loan was 1,000 zuz and the mashkin was not necessarily 1,000, it was a fraction of that amount of loan. It was a kata de mago, which was worth whatever it was worth, but not the full value of the loan. And that mashkin, which is corresponding to the loan, it's symbolic of the loan, it's not the actual value, gets lost. And you assume, like Rabbi Kiva Sheet, of course, that Shomasachar is what he is, and therefore his liability is for Aveda. So does that mean the Malva can't collect anything? Because the Mashkin is, quote unquote, the symbol of the Chov. Therefore, even though value-wise it's not, but the Malva can't collect even a penny. That's what Shmuel's Machadish. Well, we say no. Whatever the loss of what the value of that mashkin was, is you have to deduct that from what the Malva can collect, and the balance you can still collect. Everyone with me? So the Gemara wants to say, maybe that could be part of this machlokas. The Shmuel said, avat kata de maga of the alfei zuzi. The Gemara says, no. Really, if it's not worth, that's not what I'm going to say the machlokas is based on. If it's not worth the value of the mashkin, maybe nobody agrees with Shmuel. That means to say the Malva can certainly get the balance. Just deduct whatever that is. V'hacha b'deshavi shir zuzi. But the point, the case will be that it's worth exactly what the chov was. V'kamnifki b'drav yitzchak. Mar suggesting. Mar's going to reject this. But again, Mar suggesting that this machlokes could be depending on Rav Yitzchak. What is Rav Yitzchak? This is Rav Yitzchak. The Amr Rav Yitzchak. Minan lebal chov shekone mashkin. The Gemara wants to put that into this machlokas. And here comes the line that's very relevant. It's the fulcrum of our Tosfos Kasha, as well Tosfos in Bamitzia, Tosfos in Kedusha, Tosfos in Gittin. This next one, the Gemara. No, you can't do this. You can't make this machlokas have anything to do with Rav Yitzchak, whether we accept Rav Yitzchak's halacha or not. The Tisbara. Amor de Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. When did Rabbi Yitzchak say halach of Kone Mashkin? What's the Torah talking about in Parshas Kiseitzei? What's the context? We read the pasuk yesterday. What's the case of the Mashkin over there? Who's taking the Mashkin and when? Shalobisha Salva. Amor de Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnah Shalobisha Salva also. Abba Mishnah Bisha Salva also. Mi Amar. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi with me. Now again, this is going to be the other difficult Rashi. Rashi suddenly throws in a shita that we have not seen in the Gemara yet. Until now, the only Tanoim that weighed in on what is the liability of a Malva with a Mashkin is Rabbi Kiva Belezer being Shamachina Mashamasafa. Suddenly, Rabbi Yitzchak appears on the scene, and what did Rashi say? Lishitaso? Just keep this for the next Tosfos. Shekonen Mashkin, look at Rashi there. The Rashi Shekonen Mashkin. Says Rashi, what? L'cho mili l'schai ba'onsin. Okay, this is Rashi. This is going to be its own issue. Meanwhile, affect the Gemara. Ein mor da'amah, Rabbi Yitzchak, b'mishkano shelo b'shasa ba'asa. Da'akra, the pasik, b'mishkano al yibay shiyak, based in ksiv. D'chsiv le'el minei b'chutz tamod. You wait outside. M'pmina le'lu tamon b'shiyak based in. Tahu vadai, here, look at the important Rashi. Tahu vadai, d'guvay ma'shakrei. When a mashkin is taken, shilobis hasalvah, it's ready to due date, it's past due, and then the shilobis basin comes on behalf of the malvin and seizes the asset of the lovah for a mashkin. That's certainly being taken, reguvayna, that's taken for correction. The lekker with the muye, you can't compare that, the mishkinay bishasalvah also. And that, therefore, this is totally irrelevant, unrelated to what we're discussing here, because ubahach kluk the drevelezer. In this machlokas of Beleza Rekiva, the Russian again, falling back on what we had earlier in the Gemara, malva ala maskin katani. And therefore, the Gemara, again, this is very not for us right now, the Gemara says, Ella nupshat. Okay, so your answer is, Rabbi Yitzchak, everyone agrees to. Ella, just to read it, the Mishnah b'shalobash ha-salva asa kuliyama iskud Rabbi Yitzchak. Were to be a maskin of Salva, nobody disputes that that maskin has the Kenyan maskin, whatever that Kenyan will be in terms of halacha. Hacha the Mishnah b'shasava also, and where do we get this machlokas? What is it revolving around? The Shomer Aveda kamiflegi. We know there's a machlokas, a Shomer Aveda. While he's watching the Aveda, what is his status? Of what kind of a Shomer is he? Is he chay b'gnei Aveda or chay b'pshia? So there's a whole shaila, and what could be the issue? We put the Rav Yosef, whatever different possibilities coming up, and that takes us back to a new inyan. Meanwhile, what we can pull out is Gemara two things, as Matosas did, to build a kasha from this sugya, and this can be its kasha and Gittin and Kedushin as well. Taking this Gemara, we have two points that emerge very clearly. Point number one, Emor the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Mishkano Shelo B'shas Halva Aso. Abba B'shas Halva Aso, Mi Amar. Meaning to Kenyan Mashkin is a Mashkin Shelo B'shas Halva. That's being seized, and Rashi explains, because that's a mashkin that's taken liguvayna. And that's when you say that the malva who received this mashkin at that point in the history of his relationship, when it's about, it, the payment is due, that's when there's a Kenyan mashkin. But Shiloh B'Shasavah, that Yitzchak didn't speak about that. That's the context of the pasuk. Shiloh B'Shasavah. And the second half is that when you see a Russian in a Braisa and a Mishnah of Hovahu al Hamashkin, or the equivalent, that's referring to b'shasava. That's why the Gemara couldn't put that into machlokas or Blazer Rekiva. And that was what the Gemara earlier Tosus quoted in terms of trying to fit in resolving the Mishnah with Rebelezer. Because whenever the Russian is al hamashkin, that's going to be b'shasava. But we see already, if reading the Gemara with Rashi, we can see why the mashkin shlo b'shasava has a greater leverage, kinyan type quality to it, because it's closer to what we call guvaina. To the extent that a mashkin is being taken with guvaina, that's what we can understand. Associated with that is a Kenyan mashkin with all its ramifications. To the extent that the mashkin is not taken, quote, with guvaina, which would mean when, shalom b'shasalvah rather, you're not collecting the chol when you're lending the chol, obviously. When you're lending the chov, you're not taking payment for the chov. It doesn't make sense. The whole point is you're starting the process, you're lending. So what is that? So that maybe would plug in the Lashon and the Rashi we saw in Rashi earlier. Yeah, it's a way to have your security, to know he's not going to deny it. It's a way of remembering. It's something of a leverage, but not a kinyan. So now we have a pella and our sugya, because taking the premises of this Gemara, we have the Gemara quoting Rabbi Yitzchak in connection to a brisa, to a mishnah, Yisrael shilva nachi alchemsa, that Lashon suggests it's a mashkin, b'shasalva. Comes to Gemara and says the machlokas is whether kinyan Rabbi Yitzchak will apply by Yisrael b'nachri, b'nachri b'Yisrael for sure or not. That talking about Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak is talking shilva b'shasalva. He is b'shasalva. This is a mamish, earth-shattering kasha. You hear the kasha in your bones, yeah? Okay, this is a kasha that's not just Tosis, by this Ramban, by this many Rishonim. The Tosis is very consistent in how he approaches this. The language he uses here, the language he'll use in Hamitzia and Kedushin and Gittin as well. And how much did you get to? I don't know yet, but Metzushem together. Yes.
Either Rocky or Avi mentioned this question in Seder, but if it's obvious that whenever it's foul, it's speaking of Shas al Bra, why is the Gemara even making a huge job between Westo? Between Westo, doesn't that mean that
Shas al Bra? Yeah. But Hino means it was deposited. In other words, the Mashkin can stay where it is, but be designated as such. Hino means that there was actually a transfer geographically. Right? That's what Hino means. I mean, obviously that's, you know, there was in Rav Yitzchak, to say Kone Mashkin, obviously that's what's happening. He's saying it's still obvious anyway, right? Obviously, the Kinyan Mashkin is when it's obviously now by the Malva has it. It's true. I know from the, maybe I didn't answer you correctly. What are you asking again? Obviously, it's Hirino is the case, and now we have to get Rav Yitzchak. I mean, Rav Yitzchak's Kenyan would not be, nothing happened if it's not by him. What's Rav Yitzchak's Kenyan Mashkin? It's sitting by the Lova. You can't tell me the Malva is with, he owns him if it's by the Lova. Obviously, Yitzchak is Hirino. Let me again, Avi, or what would you question? No, it's correct. It is Goske. The Gemara starts by saying Hirino, and then the Gemara explains, become a bit of Rav Yitzchak. Yeah, what is stand interesting in Pshat, which is that the Gemara said Hirino earlier without mentioning Rav Yitzchak. That's stand a question in Pshat. You read the Gemara again, hopefully the Gemara is very clear to everybody. The Gemara initially wanted the Mishnah to be explained with Hirino. When the Gemara started off the whole Gemara, this whole Tanan, the Kasha on Rava from the Mishnah. So Abai is good, Rava is difficult. How come the Mishnah considers the Chametz to be the Malvis Chametz in both cases? The Gemara says Hirino. Without any elaboration. This is where I think you're coming from a little bit. The Gemara doesn't say anything more. Later on, when the Gemara gets to the Braisa, initially the Braisa the Gemara thought to be a machokis in a Abai Varava, unless it can't be. But Tisbara, look at the Seifa. Nachri being a Malveh, everyone agrees in that case that he's over. To go with his chametz. The Gemara says, okay, sorry, can't be that. Rather, Elah, maskim to Hino, coming to Rav Yitzchak. But the Gemara mentions Hino initially when it thought that was. The Mishnah was going to come back to the Mishnah and obviously change that. Gemara didn't say Rav Yitzchak. I mean, so Rashi plugs in. As soon as Gemara says Hino right away, the first time, what did Rashi say? Pshat? But something is strange. Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this. Like, so why did Gemara say Rav Yitzchak right away? He wants to go his own way and nuk Pshat different than Rashi. Gemara didn't mean Rav Yitzchak yet. For Rashi, you have to say that no. It's Rav Yitzchak right away, but the Gemara didn't know the nuances of Rav Yitzchak, so the Gemara didn't think there could be any difference between Nachri b'Yisrael and Yisrael b'Nachri. Once we have a braisa that we have to figure out, Pshat, why there's a difference, why here there's a machokas, here there's no machokas, so now the Gemara brings in the whole backstory. Rav Yitzchak has a drasha. The drasha is based on a pasuk. The pasuk is Yisrael b'Yisrael. Now we know, do we have also a right to be extrapolating Yisrael? But Nachri, what about Nachri Yisrael? That's for sure not. But before we had that whole background to it, maybe it's whatever, Yitzchak sort of just a Masorah race, whatever. So that's what the Mishnah could fit with Yitzchak, because we don't have any reason to think it's different by Nachri or by Yisrael. But once we get to the Braisa where we're holding by clearly a difference, Machokes b'Yisrael b'Nachri, Ebkoy Amamodim Nachri b'Yisrael, now the Gemara has to bring you Rav Yitzchak in his original. And understand why there's a machokes by Yisrael b'Nachri, why everyone agrees the other way around. So that's probably what Rashi would say. I think that's your idea is a good one. I'm sorry, I don't forget all the hands are up. Rafi, yeah.
And if Mara's already clarifying that it's Kishirino as well, then I would assume that where it's all the third day that we're talking about Mashon that's Bishas al Rav. So if so, then why does the Tosfos need to go to like a whole length of the video game, like Al Hemso, when you can just say, the Gemara's case is your Hino as well. Therefore, it's already clear that we're talking about a Mashkin Shabbat.
You mean the word Hino sounds like he's doing it of his own at the Tana Hava. Was Tosaf to build a case from the Lashon of the what? The Lashon of Al. Hino sounds like it wasn't the basin that took it out of his possession. He gave it. Unless you say he gave it maybe later on. I don't know, but if it's Lashon of Salva, but you don't wait for Shiach Beisdin to do it because now he's coming. I suppose you can also have a Hino like that. I mean, it's not typical like that. Usually at that point, it's already forced on you. But I suppose if you want to say that, then it would answer your kasha. I don't know if that's a good answer. Hevino sounds like he did on his own, correct? But I guess if you want to cover your tracks, you could always say, okay, so maybe it's Shovesh HaSavar, but that was Hevino. I don't know. It's a good Ha'ara. Okay, so Tosu is going to say a very... let me do the following. Maybe like this. Before I read the Tosu's Teretz, I'm going to show you the Gemara and Gittin as well, where Tosu's Takasha is similar. Okay? If you're going to look at the different Tosu's, in the totality of it. Where is it? Let's see. Gittin Daf Lamed Zion. That's Lamed Zion. Toward the bottom of the Amud. Okay, you see it, everybody? Tnan Hasan. Okay, how many lines from the bottom? About 8 lines or so from the bottom of the page. Amud Aleph. Yeah? That page 9 in your packet. What happened to everybody used to be on the screen? Now I just see words. I don't see faces. I don't know. Okay. Now you're coming back. Okay. Square. Tanan Hassan. See? We don't ignore you. Okay. Tanan Hassan. Everyone see it? Nigmar Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin. Tanan Hassan. Hamavis Chavero Ma'os Al Hamashkin. Where is this Mishnah Chevra? Tanan Hassan. What are we quoting here? What Mishnah? Oh, it's not Malkus. It's not Mishnah Malkus. It's a Sugya discusses it. But the Gemara quotes the same Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? What? No. Where do you think it would be? Yeah, of course. Shvius. It's not the Shvius. It's a Mishnah and Shvius. Yeah, later, one of the later Prakim. Maybe it's the last Perak. The Shvius. Yeah, Perak Yud. It's a Mishnah. It's a talk about Shmitas Ksafim. It could be Nogia next year. I mean, although most Rishonim hold that it's Misham at the end of the year, but it will be Torah over next year, Tavshin Pei Beis, the Shemitah year. Right? You'll have to talk about, but this is one of the aspects of Hilchos Shemitah. Shemitah's Ksafim. Hamavis Chabero Ma'os Ala Mashkin, one case. Hamosis Derosa Vebezdin, Hoshai, what that means. This already you remember from Marcus, hopefully, right? Tosis and Beis, right? Ein Mishamtin. In those two cases, the Shemitah doesn't cancel the Chol. Bishlam, Dr. Bishlam, Moshe Strosser, were based in that. I understand why Shemitah is not Misham. It's Tafsiru Beidina. Because Beisdin has your Staris, so you're not the Toveya. Beisdin is a Toveya. So that doesn't have the halacha of Shemitah canceling the Chol. What exactly does it mean is a whole discussion. Rashi learns here means Prusbol, Tosis. Has Raya's Tosis here, Tosis in Makis. That's not exactly the same thing as Prusbo, it's a Dindo Rice, and not Dindo Rabbanon. Okay, that's not our discussion. But the Gemara says, but what I don't understand is the second case. Malva Alamashk in my time. So the Gemara says like this initially, Amara, Mishim de Tafasle. Mishim de Tafasle. Because he's holding on, he's not. Rashi says the toughest day. The Eino Nog So Betova Klum. What does the Torah say about Shemitah Ksafin? Lo Yigos Esrei Ehu. What are you not allowed to do, Mr. Malve? What the Kikar Shemitah Hashem? What can't you do? You have no right to pressure the Tobeah to make a claim to lord over the Lova to claim your money. That's what the Torah is taking that leverage away from the Malve to collect. But says Rava. The Mashkin, the Tafasle. You've got your thing. You're not being Tavei. You've got your collection. You've got your thing in hand. You've got your Mashkin. That's your Makom Gevia. That's your, you're not being Tavei new. You got it already. Amale Abaye. I understand. El Meyat, Helvau, Bedar Bachatzero, the Tafasle, Hachinami, the Lomishamit. So, what about the following scenario? A person lends money and he happens to be sitting in the Chatzer of the Lova. So, I've got something already. I'm gaining free rent. But I'm already Dabach HaTzeira, I'm there. Then the Chol remains active. It's not going to be canceled. So what does it mean here? Dafka, because of a Mashkin, Tafisle, what does it mean? Amalei, so Rabbi says, no. Here's the pshat. You're missing something here. Shiny Mashkin, it's not the same thing as Stam Dabach HaTzeira. Shiny Mashkin, the Konile Midrav Yitzchak. because this maskin is considered kanile. There's a kinyan in this maskin. End of the Gemara. So what? Because of Kenyan Maskin, so that's why it can remain a chob. It's not denied. The Torah didn't cancel that chob. So again, the obvious question the Tosis is going to ask, as you can look at the first couple of words of Tosis, shiny maskin, look at it on the page here, and then we'll go back to our Tosis, shiny maskin. It's like Vim Tomar. Interesting. Here it's a Tema, and here it's a Vim Tomar. You know, there's nuances here. But either way, the Kasha, the Kasha, Vim Tomar. But the Rabbi Yitzchak, Shalom B'Shasal Ba'asa, Kidamin Ba'umnin, U'B'Shili Per Kadayon, and Wilson Shavuos. Bahacha Hamal Ba'al Hamaskin Katani. The Mashma, what's the lesson here? Hamal Ba'al Hamaskin, the Mishnah says. The Mash B'Shasal Ba'asa, Kidamin Ha'asam Ba'idi Ba'idi Ba'al Hamaskin Katani. Now, Tosis has a wiggle room here. Be'en svara lechalek ben hamal ve'lehovahu. No, maybe what? Hamal ve'helvahu ala maskin is the Gemara in the Messiah. Helvahu maskin is b'shas helvah. Maybe hamal ve'ala maskin, and if you said that I guess we could say, well, I don't know, here she throws the helvah. I don't know what you would say about that, but at least for Tosis here, but he doesn't like it anyway. It's the same thing. Okay, Tosis goes on. Okay, so here again we have the Kasha, the Yishlomer of Tosis and Gittin is going to be parallel to the Yishlomer we're going to see here, and then we also have, of course, Tosis and Kiddushin, Tosis in Bamitzia. This is all going to be the same basic Mahalach, but let's look at some of the Lishonos of Tosis and see what to make of them. Back here, the Yishlomer. Okay, the Yishlomer and the Tosis back in Sachem Amid Aleph, everybody. The Yishlomer. The Hachi Perusho. So now what are we going to do? We have, again, the issue of, but we have to focus now on Chametz. Let's remember, every case is its own Indian, right? But let's, here the issue is by Yiroh of Chametz. Rabbi Yitzchak Le'olam spoke about a maskin, Shelo B'Shas Alva. And yet the Gemara is using Rabbi Yitzchak to explain whether it's considered Chametz Shel Yisrael, Chametz Shel Nachri, with regard to a maskin of Shas Alva. What's going on? Yeshuoma, words of Tosis. The Hachi Pirusha. Kevan the Shalom B'Shas Halva Kone Legamri Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak is clearly talking Shalom B'Shas Halva. But that Kenyan of Rabbi Yitzchak is called Kone Legamri. Kone Legamri. Keep that word in heart. Kone Legamri. If so, we have enough to work with when we want to understand what's going on here in the case of Chametz, of Yisrael Shilba Lenachri and the Nachri Shilba Yisrael Chametz. In King Inyan Chametz, then now the Shita that's going to extrapolate to Yisrael Benachri, in King Inyan Chametz, Yesh Lamil Choshvo, Ki Igu Hu Shalo, Lavar Belo Yimatse, Af Beshas Halva. De Hashvinan Le Matsui. Toasting a mouthful here. Now let's focus locally on this. So which shita is he now trying to explain in a braisa? Who is he trying to explain now? What case? Shita of who? Good. Ramey. Ramey's shita in the first case of the braisa, Yisrael shehuba l'nachli. Ramey says, kavachomer, Yisrael b'Yisrael kona, Yisrael b'nachli lo koshke. So Yisrael receives a mashkin from the nachli when? Hilvo. Alam chametz. B'shas halva. But given what we know about Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha of kona mashkin shelo b'shas halva, and that's what we call kona legamre, if that's true, then what else will I also be able to understand, Rabbi Meir, that if a mashkin is given b'shas halva, that's enough to treat the malveh who has that mashkin as the one who have the ba'al yiroh. Why? Tosis works with what principle? De chashvina le matzui. Okay. A lot of these words are going to get a little more touched up in other places in Tosis. Again, I don't know how much time we'll have today, but hopefully with the work ahead, be able to look at some of the other language You know, as we start looking around, what does that mean exactly? What does Tosis have in mind? Is there a Gemara that Tosis could bring to mind? Those of you who weren't with me, Daf Hey could be helpful here, right? In terms of the standards of Matzui. Is Matzui about absolute bias? What do we know from the Daf Hey, everybody? Not everybody, most of you. What do we know from Daf Hey about in Yanim of Bailus or Yisrael and Nachri? Is it as simple as saying who owns the chametz? For example, there's Kabbalah Sachrayas. There's a Gemara by Yichad Wabayas. Let's say it's the Jews Makabla Achrayas and the Nachri's chametz. Then the Torah says the Jew gets Bayira. But what if it's chametz so Nachri, Shekiva Yisrael Achrayas, but it's position, it's placed the Bayis so Nachri? What is that? No, I'm sure you're chasming every other day, no? That's hey, no? So what's that about? Yichad Lobayis? So according to Tosis, at least, and many Rishonim, what's the Yichad Lobayis case? So now, even with the Achrayis, but what's the din? Enozaka Kavar. Why? Chemso Shay Yisrael, Chemso Shay Nachri, Shekiba Lob Yisrael Achrayis, Behinichal Bibayis Shay Nachri. What? Because it's not what? It's not Matzah. Yeah. So you see already, we have to play with this issue of Matzah. Here we have, again, we have two cases in the Baisa. Yisrael, the Nachri, Nachri, the Yisrael. We have to know what's the Achrayis in all of this. Who's Achrayis, is it? This is all going to emerge in the Rosh and others showing them as we go along. But Tosus is saying that language that I understand Rabbi Yitzchak was talking Shalom B'Shas Halva. But given that, then I also know something has changed even on a mashkin v'shem. Now, we don't know what that means. It's just words right now. I'm going to give a little touch to it soon. But if there is that status of kinyan gomor, what did Tosu say? Kona l'ganri, by a mashkin of shalom b'shas halva, then I can also assert, the Gemara is trying to extrapolate from that even a mashkin of shas halva would have ramifications as well. Were not for Rabbi Yitzchak, I couldn't go there. Rabbi Yitzchak leads us down that path. Okay, for now, it's just words. Just hear the outline of what's going on. So therefore, in terms of chametz, what the shita of Rameh would be, so the Yisrael violates by Yirah, it's also because, even though this case is not mamish at Rabbi Yitzchak, but if Rabbi Yitzchak is true by Mashkin Shomer Sabah, then we know it's called Matsui at this point. The chen yesh lefarish, Tosus now sends us to the Gemara Gittin, the Hashaleach, Perek Rebiyo Gittin, Gav Yemalva ala Mashkin, Eino Mishamet, Mid Rabbi Yitzchak. What's our problem? Again, Hamalva al Hamashkin is Shalom, is B'Shas Hava. And what is Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? Shalom B'Shas Hava. So what thing are we talking about? How could that explain the din of Malva ala Mashkin? Says Tosus, Kevan. So Tosus brings in, again, its own, you know, you have to bring in something that Mar didn't actually say on the page, black and white, but he's using terminology that's underlying the ish. Here he uses the word matsui. What does he say over there? Kevan de kanile, shalobis ha-salva. Now, on what level? The kinyan kona lagamri that he called before. So therefore, bishas ha-salva nami mikri shalachicha b'yadach. What does he mean by these words? Let's explain, because that's the drasha. Tosis is invoking for why a mashkin doesn't have the lo yigos problem. Because the lashon apasik is, it says lo yigos is veil es achik karsmit lashem es anachrit yigos va'asher yilacha es achicha tashmet yadach va'asher yilacha es is the dvarim tes vav gimel va'asher yilacha es achicha tashmet yadach. Tashmid, that means your hand has to be abandoned. You can't access the funds. You can't access the chov. But what type of chov can you access? In other words, if it's esachicha, it's by your brother, then tashmid yadach. Then your hands off. But the low, esachicha. You have a mamoni gabach. But where is it? It's by him. Then the Torah says tashmid yadach. What's the miut? The low. Shel achicha biyadach. What Tosis is saying is that standard of shel achicha biyadach can be met even by a mashkin of what? Shas halva. But why? Why would a mashkin of shas halva be labeled that it's not Yelecha es achicha, but it's es achicha biyadecha. It's by you, it's not by him. Why? Because we know Rabbi Yitzchak's maskin of Shlomis HaSalva is a kona legam. If that's true, then we also understand that even a maskin of Shasalva can meet the criteria of not, it's not called Yelecha es achicha, but it's es achicha biyadecha. Those are two Gemaras so far that we've seen. The Tosfos is using this idea, the terminology of Rabbi Yitzchak is sort of one level, one tier. And if we know that, then we can also understand, I don't know if it's necessarily a second tier or a Havana. This is where we have to start thinking hard. Exactly what does Tosfos mean? It sounds like Medrash Pri exactly. Very, very Dvar Nistarim, you know, Kafshu Derachmana. What does it mean? Stam, you know, just using words. Oh, if Rabbi Yitzchak is this, then the Melo, what? Tosfos is saying Alundis. And he's plugging it in so far to two different Gemaras, to the standard of Matsui, by Chametz, that it's enough to say it's Matsui, and also to the case of Shemitah's Ksafim. And I'll just add the following. It's interesting, because let's go back to Chametz for a second. You know, it's not just that Tosfos would be saying that this relationship between a Yitzchak's Kinyan Mashkin and what we would say now about a Mashkin B'Shas Halva could impact that it's quite for a mayor, that it's called Matzah by Yisrael, but theoretically speaking, were I to say that a Nachri has a Kinyan Mashkin in Yisrael, so what would this same Lamdas of Tosfos mean in the case of the Sefer? Were I to say that there is a Kinyan Mashkin, but what is this Kinyan Mashkin? It's only an extrapolation of Rabbi Yitzchak. It's not Rabbi Yitzchak Mamash, right? So what Tosfos would be implying is that the same way that when I know Rabbi Yitzchak, in his case, I also know that something changes even by a maskin b'shas halva. So it's not just that it's going to make it a Yisrael's in the case where he got a maskin b'shas halva, but hypothetically speaking, if a Nachri would have had a Kinyan maskin in Yisrael, then the same way there'd be a Kinyan gamur, if Nachri got it, you could say, if you ever had such a case, but it would mean that when the Yisrael gives a mashkin to a guy, b'shas halva, so that next step, that second tier, would mean that it would dissolve the Jew about you. Understand, whatever you're going to say about what's happening by a mashkin b'shas halva for the Jew, were it to be true for the non-Jew, it would also take the Jew off the hook. That's what's very interesting. So again, all this has to be thought through. The Lashonos are slightly different in the other Tosfos, which would maybe be more helpful to us to be able to try to give some kind of a Havana in this. That's what we'll have to try to do, Mitzvah Hashem, by seeing the various Tosfos. Noach had a question. Yeah, go. I answered your question. Okay, anyone else? Yes, yeah.
Is there a svara?
There is a svara. It has to be a svara. I didn't say anything yet. What? What? Right. So chametz is going through the person of matzah. What?
How do you plug it into what?
How do you plug it into
getting?
So Tosfos did that over here. He says, because there it's a different, it's also through the prism of a drush. Here it's a drush of matzah. The standard of matzah is already met. Even though Yitzchak himself was b'shas halva, it's enough to view it as matzui by the Jew. When it comes to mavo maskin, it's enough to view it. Knowing what we know about Yitzchak allows us to. Let me give you at least the beginning of how to think about it. I wouldn't just say just words, bring one tier down. It's a way of reframing. I don't want to give you everything away, but I'm going to give you a way to think about it. Understanding Rabbi Yitzchak's maskin shelo b'shas halva as what it is, it allows us to reframe what we would describe a mashkin of Shas Halva. Okay? Does that help? Not really? Maybe, right? It's not just like, okay, you know, arbitrary. It can't be an arbitrary thing, Tosfos is saying. He's saying something which has to be touched up. And again, some of the other Lashonos will be better for you. So again, you're, in terms of once we touch it up that way, and we would reframe exactly how to define Lamasha. I don't want to say Mitzvah's Kenyan or whatever. Like Rashi uses the Russian that, you know, Mashkin B'Shas Halva is just a way to remind you that he lends you. And it's Zichron Dvarim. Okay, would that be called Matsui? With the way Rashi described Rav Elezer's mashkin, you would call that matzui. You would call that esachicha biyadecha or asheilcha esachicha. With me, have you anything else? Obviously, the more that it's just some sort of a token, something, that's nothing. That's no kinyan of any kind. That's zero. So then how can it be called matzui by the Israel? How can it be called that it's biyadi? So obviously, the understanding of Rav Yitzchak is allowing us to reframe and to understand what is up. It's obviously not identical to Rav Yitzchak's kinyan gamur, kinyan kono gamri. But the Kono Gamri of Yitzchak is what allows us to understand and to reframe even a mashkin of Shas Halva. That's kind of where we're going. Again, you have the Tosis in several places to look at. You have the Tosis in Gittin, of course. You have also Tosis in Kiddushin. I think I must have given to the various other women were. Tosis in Bar Mitzvah, right? What did I give you in Mar Mekomas Mishtama? All of those, right? All of the above? What did I give you? Tosis Kiddushin, Tosis Gittin. I didn't tell you, I did give you Bar Mitzvah. Okay, you could go Bar Mitzvah also. Tosis Bar Mitzvah, the bottom there. Okay, then we have other Rishonim who have a different Mahalach totally. The Ramban, the Ran, they have different Mahalachim in this Kasha. And then we have the Rid, and maybe see what we can say for Rashi. This is all on this level, and then we have to discuss what Kinyan Mashkin is in terms of the liability, and then we have, of course, ultimately there's a Rashi in the Mishnah to come back to, and there's a Rambam. The Rambam is very shver here. The whole Magi Mishnah, the Rambam, that's all coming up, coming up. For the guys who are, leaving after this week, you'll have to just find a way to hang on in whatever way. But the guys for Pesach, you have a lot more to look forward to. Yeah. Okay.